The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region has announced his willingness to hold a referendum for separation and independence. Masoud Barzani's announcement came during an interview with BBC on Tuesday, where he said, "From now on, we won't hide that that's our goal. Iraq is divided now. Do we have to stay in this tragic situation?" Barzani added that the referendum will be held within a month. However, the Iraqi prime minister was quick to react to Barzani's assertion and said nobody has the right to exploit the crisis the country has been through.
It's not the right of anyone to exploit the crisis. Article 140 of the Constitution did not end, as stated by the President of Kurdistan. There is nothing in our Constitution called self-determination. Unless you amend the Constitution, you cannot hold a referendum.
Maliki also said that all military forces from Kurdistan region will return to their positions after the end of the crisis. Sources say Barzani will address the Kurdistan parliament session on July 4th, where he is expected to discuss the future of Kurdistan as well as the current Iraqi situation. Few days ago, even Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu announced his support for the establishment of an independent Kurdish state. However, Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç said that Iraq should not be divided.
I believe Kurdistan has done worse than the referendum for entering dispute areas and not helping the Iraqi army and government in their fight against terrorism. This shows Kurdistan has violated law and constitution. The world knows that steering the country out of the current turmoil is more important than the aspiration of Barzani.
Organizing a referendum would require the autonomous Iraqi region to first get the approval of the Kurdish parliament and then establish an independent electoral commission. Analysts say Barzani's announcement has worsened the already fragile situation in Iraq. Many people here say the country must be united to be able to overcome the current crisis. Rashan Saklam, Press TV, Baghdad.